Okay, so this is Throwback Tuesday. When I first started this podcast, pretty much, I was out in Charlotte and I decided to commit to this podcast every day because when I first went into hotels, I was just like, right, I've chosen this career. I've chosen it. Everyone chooses it, but everyone acts like a victim and that's just not going to be me. I'm not going out like that. I come from a working class family. I've never been able to go into the Hilton and I'm staying there for free, getting meal allowance. I'm sorry, there is no downside to this scenario. I love it. I don't have to make my bed. It has a spa. It has a sauna. I even get my lunch paid for now. Like, what the fuck, man? What a brilliant benefits of any damn job. You know, I build up Hilton points, I go on free holidays, I pay if I get the right credit card. So the British Airways credit card, I can actually earn a free flight if I spend a certain amount of year. I just can't see a downside to this. And do you know why? Because my mindset was so triggered, right? I didn't see a downside and I committed. And I was just like, I've chosen this. Okay, let's go all in. And from day one, I was there with my lunchboxes, food prepping, taking that cutlery, finding out where a food shop was, or bringing my food. And I proven by every step of the way by doing that, actually, this is really easy. I then discovered it was easier to be healthy in hotels than it was at home. Because as soon as I got home and it was Saturday or Sunday, walking down the stairs to make a piece of toast was hard work, you know? So I just want to tell you that nothing is impossible if you think. It's only impossible if you think it is, okay? And like, you got to break your own belief barriers. And the only way you're going to break them is by doing actions. And also have someone that you look up to that are just doing incredible things. And you're like, well, and they guilt trip you in a way where you're like, well, if they can do that, I can definitely do this. So for example, my coach, she took her lunch boxes into a restaurant while her family all ate a greasy dinner because she was on a workout program on like one of the cast, not the cast members, but one of the trial users for it. And she went all in. I can't even explain to you how inspiring that was. I thought, damn girl, she doesn't care. She is so committed. Doesn't mean I want to do that, but it definitely means, well, if she can do that, I can definitely take my lunch boxes into work. And that's the key to it, right? Just break those belief barriers by doing it. Okay? Doing it. Plan it. This is why you fail, because you don't plan. And you're like, I didn't know. I didn't know why you went wrong. I didn't plan it. I just walked up and I was like, oh, well, there's no healthy food here. Oh, la, la, la. I better go eat that chocolate bar. Because who buys a salad? I personally will dodge salad. And that's still me. And I still struggle with that. And then you need to be around people that guilt trip you. I'm sorry, but sometimes it needs to be said, okay? So you got this.